This is AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, Not Now? What? Also, Russell Shubin, Director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of the best of the best of the best from Christian Talk Radio. Here's a thought. We're going to talk about this idea. Let's call them what they are. Wow. And today's Facebook post, to boldly go and to boldly keep going.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? I know it's a phone. I know it's scary, but you can do it. 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for a conversation because it's not professional radio, as you all know. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE. The Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
When was the last time you shared your faith?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Friday, April 28th.
I believe last time I shared my faith was on an airplane trip, and seatmate and I were discussing things of the world, and we talked about faith and shared a testimony.
One of the most fascinating conversations I've ever had on a plane took place recently. The man sitting next to me was on his cell phone, arguing in an angry tone with his ex-wife, then undergoing a miraculous personality transformation as he got on the phone with his 12-year-old daughter. When he hung up, our conversation naturally turned to marriage and parenting. Turns out he's now living with a woman and they're expecting their first child. I asked him if the baby's birth might lead them to get married, and his response was gruff. Why spoil a good thing with a piece of paper? I admit I was a bit self-righteous. I was tempted to tell him exactly what I thought about his sin. But I was reminded that this man's real need was to know God's love and forgiveness. He'd made a mess of his life and needed to know the one who could help him clean it up. I spent some time sharing the gospel with him and offering hope. I'm still praying for that man. One final thought. Perhaps there's someone in your life you need to share the gospel with today. Don't wait. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
There's a mistake. Moonlight. You guys won Best Picture. That's what the producer of the movie La La Land said at the 2017 Academy Awards, and that ceremony may be forever remembered for that mistake, announcing the wrong winner for Best Picture. A lot of people asked, how did that happen? Well, whatever other reason was given, at the end of the day, the mistake happened because humans were involved. We make mistakes. Good news, though, God never makes mistakes. He's perfect, and he loves you, so you can trust him completely. Trust what he says in the Bible. Trust that he's got every situation in your life completely under control, and trust that he will forgive your sins if you ask him. The Bible says, God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. You can learn more at findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Love that song. I had a good talk with my brother yesterday. He's got some really cool things going on. And I did mention to him on the behalf of Tugboat Todd about a song he wrote called Captain Salvation. So he agreed that when they get the studio put together, he will re-record it. I don't think he'll dedicate it to you unless you've got $150,000 to have it dedicated to you. But other than that, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And it's a great song, so we'll play it on the air. I hear a lot when we get it. We'll have rights and permissions and all that other goofy stuff. A couple things to let you know right out of the gate. And that means in the beginning, like when there's a horse race and then the horse gets initially out of the gate and starts going down the track. Here we go. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam is an excellent, excellent businessman, and I give him high props for that. And he's been doing very well, and he's been giving lots of checks to a lot of different ministries and charities around San Diego, because anytime he sells, anytime he helps somebody sell a house or buy a house, he takes 25% of his commission and gives that to whatever church or ministry people desire. So he's giving it all over. And that is cool. I do think that's cool. But there's something else about Sam that I do want you to know, and it goes to the core of who he is and the character of his person. He shares his testimony in Bible studies, in groups, in all different types of groups, whether it's 10 people or 10,000 people, because it's an extremely fascinating testimony. He was born as a Muslim, and his conversion process when he became a Christian is just phenomenal. You kind of, when you track through it, he's shared bits and pieces of his testimony here on the show over the last three years or so. And each piece is just, it's a like a just a magnificent painting, and you put them all together and it's like a mural, and it's like, wow. So if you're a Bible study or a church group, and it doesn't matter your size. I mean, he's not sitting there going, give me an honorarium of 10 grand or something. Is he goes there, he shares. He likes the opportunity to share for a couple of different reasons, but mainly the reason that I share and try not to take, you know, money for the sharing of the testimony is primarily because the testimony part is God's. One thing if I go and I teach somewhere, a seminar or something like that, but if I'm sharing my testimony, that's God's testimony thing. So typically that comes out different. Same for Sam. He has that like same mindset I do. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com if you want Sam to come and visit your church and share his testimony. And we would also encourage you to get in touch with Sam for any real estate needs. I think that's pretty obvious. You can call him at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And Tugboat Todd and I have a little thing that we do. What we do is when we think about people and think about people thinking about real estate, and we know that there's people in your life that might be thinking about real estate. In fact, up to five people will make some type of real estate purchase or sale in your sphere, in your world, in some capacity. It's just mathematics, just the averages. And if it's somebody that's other than you, we say
send them to Sam.
Just send them over to Sam. Sam will take care of them. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. Couple of announcements, except I just threw away my announcement sheet. So, oh, here it is.
I thought I threw it in the pile.
All righty. Let's not forget our Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament. Your time is just about up. As I recall, if I can double check this, a week from Monday is going to be the time frame. I think that is the 8th. I'll have my very excellent producer of the show confirm that. Is that correct?
Confirming.
It is confirmed. So you have an opportunity to go golfing with other pastors. We put them in foursomes, and it is a charge of $25 a person or $100 for a foursome, but it is $100 off what it normally is. Plus, we're providing lunch, special gifts, awards, desserts, you know, great time of fellowship. And it costs a little more than you might think it does. And I really do know what the cost is since my wife used to work for the corporation that owns the St. Mark's Golf Course. That's a good way to know that. She was the person, if you might want to be aware, that was in charge of anything that took place on Lake San Marcos from a homeowner position. She was in charge of all that. We got to go out a couple times free, you know, get the boat. One time we took one of those paddling boats. Get the motorboat. That's my comment. That's what I would do. Get the motorboat. Okay, we're going to get right off into our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, and this one is entitled Not Now.
What not, now.
Not Now.
Not Now.
No, Todd, not now.
Play it again.
Not Now.
Not Now.
Not Now.
No, Todd, not now.
Not Now, Todd. Who was that? Joseph?
Will Ferrell in Zoolander.
Oh, love it. Luke chapter 9, verse 59 through 60. Ready? I don't know if you've heard this or not. He said to another man, follow me. Lord, the man replied, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus told him, let the dead bury their own dead. You, however, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Boy, does that seem mean. Doesn't it? On the surface, when you read something like this, you think, that seems mean. He said to another man, follow me. The man said, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus told him, let the dead bury their own dead. You, however, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. God has a priority in all of our lives. Jesus called this man to follow him. Now, that's the Lord Christ calling a man to follow him. Now, when the guy said, let me go first and bury my father, many people in our culture conjure up what? Oh, the guy's dead, and he's just sitting there, and the guy's got to go and do a final funeral kind of thing. Wrong. When a person died in that age in the Hebrew culture, it was a seven-day mourning process for the person. If that father had actually died, he wouldn't be there talking to Jesus. He'd be in the mourning process. Oh, what do you mean? What he was talking about was his obligation to parents as the culture structured that they would be there to bury their parents, and that could have been anywhere from a week to a month to 10 years. There's no way to know. And Jesus said, nuh-uh. You're like, what? And he's like, nope, there's a priority here. You see, in the culture, the priority was to be around in the family zone so you can bury your parents. And in Jesus' economy, he's like, nope, not going to work. And you're thinking, but that seems so mean because that's the culture. Well, culture is fantastic, but it doesn't have to do with eternity the way that Jesus has to do with eternity. And the Son of the Living God told this guy, follow me. And that guy said, not yet. And that's what you can't do. You can't have the Lord pull you towards something, call you towards something, direct you towards something, and you turn around to God and say, not right now. Not right now. Nope. Not now. Not going to happen. And here's the reality check that's one of those less than fun ones. It's still good to know, but it's less than fun. Jesus calls us to kingdom work and makes a priority of kingdom work over family. Maybe somebody should tell John Kasich that. That would be a good thing for him to know. But the idea is that the person responded by saying, hey, that's bad timing. I got to do my loyalty to my family. It's bad timing. And here's God's response to when we say to God, that's bad timing. Bad decision. When we say no to God, when we tell God not yet, could you imagine Jesus calls this guy? He says, no, not yet. Something happens in his life. He never actually follows Jesus. Is that a missed window, a missed opportunity for salvation, for eternity? Is it just a missed opportunity for ministry? I don't know. Here's what I know. God Almighty called this person into a direction, and the person said, not yet. And there is no bad timing with God. If the Lord says, go do this, it's yes, Lord, not, well, let me check my calendar. You know, hold on, Jesus, I have my smartphone. Let me look at my Google calendar. Make sure you're going to fit into what I've got set up. Guess what will not work with God? Putting him off. Not now? That's the wrong answer. The right answer is yes, sir. The right answer is right away. The right answer is, yes, Dad, I'll do what you tell me. There is no bad timing when the Lord calls you to something. There's just you will or you won't. You got to choose. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our special guest. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was,
"I will never believe your God and change my religion."
But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
In a letter written to a friend a year before he died, Thomas Jefferson included a list of 10 practical guidelines for living. Number 3 said, never spend your money before you have it. If Jefferson had written this rule near the beginning of his life, we might have questioned his sincerity since his lavish spending left him deeply in debt when he died. But since it was written near the end, let's hope he was saying, learn from my mistakes. The book of Proverbs would agree. A wise man is one who learns from his errors and doesn't repeat them throughout life. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's way to learn from mistakes on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, real estate, thinksam.com. Thanks.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's Russell Shubin's new theme song. He just doesn't know it yet. It's one of those classic da, 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 big finish. Da, da. All right. Russell Shubin, the director. Oh, now, that's a big position. Anytime you're a director of something and it's not a movie, it's probably honorable. There you go. The director of Christian Outlook, which can be found at ChristianOutlook.com. Also, right here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Russell Shubin, sir, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. If it's as beautiful down there as it is up here, you guys are having a beautiful couple days in San Diego. Is it nice down there?
No, it's gorgeous. It's always nice down here. Even if it's hazy, though, it's nice down here because our little haziness isn't the pollution that it is in L.A. So it's not the same thing. It's just like really it's actually like little cloud cover kind of thing. Talk to me, my good friend. We've got so much going on. You got a big show going on. Lots of stuff in society. That is, as your best line in the world is, we live in interesting times. Well, what do you got on the show for us this week, my good friend?
Well, if I say that a lot, I won't say it again this time, or at least I'll try not to. Trump marks 100 days tomorrow, and it's somewhat of an arbitrary number, but it's not uncommon for people to be measuring an administration and looking at what an administration's first 3 months, essentially, you know, what they can or did accomplish. And that happens this weekend. So we hear from Mike Sandella of Media Research Center, and he also talks about whether or not Trump has gotten a fair shake from media outlets. We also look at how the left has responded, not entirely as a result of Trump being elected, but in significant measure, we have seen a patterns develop, and we look at most recently, you see the Ann Coulter on again, off again, on again, off again invitation up at Berkeley, and it is off today. But you look at an increasingly violent left who are practicing what has been labeled even by the ACLU as a heckler's veto. That is, the threat of violence prevents somebody from being able to come to campus. We also hear from Bruce Klingner of Heritage Foundation about North Korea. Even right now, just as I was getting ready to get on with you, North Korea has once again test-fired a ballistic missile. This regime has always been crazy, evil, and unhinged. And right now we're watching it become increasingly so. So it's something that we should this week pay attention to, but it's not going away anytime soon, and it seems to be escalating. We hear from Victor Davis Hanson on the dangers on the world stage, including North Korea, but broadly speaking, what is the Trump administration trying to do as a result of 8 years of Obama? And then we shift gears and look directly at the Christian life. Pastor Philip DeCourcy of Know the Truth Ministries, I think he's on air down there with you. He's on air a lot of these same stations with that program, with his program. He talked to Frank Sontag about temptation, and his approach is to fight fire with fire. Great practical, godly wisdom, great insight, and helpful stuff. Inspirational interview with Jacquel Crow. She's 19 years old. She's a blogger, author, speaker, and for those of you who have kids or grandkids that are, you're wondering, can my grandkid stand up and be different? You want to hold up an example like Jacquel to your kids. This changes everything. How the gospel changes the teen years is her recent work. And she talked to Mark Elstrand. And then we hear from David Limbaugh talking about the true Jesus. That's his latest, and it's a look at the gospels and how the gospels are not the soul, but a centerpiece of uncovering the divinity of Christ. And so he's looking at the testimony of the four gospel witnesses and what he sees as the divinity of Christ revealed there.
Awesome. Man, that is a loaded show. You guys have so much stuff going on. Let's try and cover a couple of these. First, a quick heads up and a shout out to Pastor Philip DeCourcy, who's really, in a way, becoming Salem's pastor in a very, very real way. He's really making the mark, teaching powerfully, and sharing the truth of the gospel. And that's got to be just pretty exciting that he's getting on Frank Santog's show. That's got to be an excellent segment, isn't it?
great stuff. And he's a neat voice. He's pretty much halfway between me and you. So as your listeners are out and about, up if they're going up and down the California coast for their weekends, they could visit him. He's in Orange County. And he's both a great teacher, but he's a sweet man, too.
Yeah, we're one of the first cities to have him as the speaker for the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. We had him down here. So, he's does a great, great job. Let's talk briefly. I don't want to take too much time on this, but I do want to talk briefly on North Korea. And I'm going to ask you a question that's kind of out of the box, because we don't discuss North Korea a lot on the show. I mean, we just haven't talked a lot about it. It's just not something that we tag into. But one of the things that I keep wondering as I see these reports is there a possibility that they've reached such a bottom or such a low point in their society that in the minds of their leadership, they need some kind of confrontation in order to generate some sense of unity?
I don't know I think maybe I could respond a little bit not directly to the way you put that question. There is no doubt that they see that they have felt threatened with a shift of administration that makes clear that it's no longer going to be status quo. After 8 years of angry memos and verbal chastisement, it's very clear that this administration is not going to let them continue. And they do see, and Charles Krauthammer has looked at the Korean leader as a rational figure. And that means he wants this nuclear weapon because he sees that he believes that once he has it, his regime will no longer be at risk anymore. So in one sense, a short answer would be yes, they are more desperate. But part of their desperation is because they see that under this administration, they can't continue with business as usual. Right. You have 8 years, arguably 16 years of appeasement, and that would include what happened under George W.
That's a great answer. I mean, that really is, because it's just such a bizarre scenario in the world. You know, you don't know if the one day that somebody is going to wake up in that country and just lose their marbles, and you really don't know. It's like kind of like it's like a trick house, where you go into theirs and you don't know what's coming next. Kind of mentality.
We should not be surprised if there is military action taken against the North Korean regime during this administration.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't have any unique insight. But you can't see what's happening and think that with a Secretary of Defense like General Mattis, you can't see that they will, in clear conscience, let this North Korean regime obtain a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. And there's a lot of time between now and then. All right, let's talk a little bit about David Lim, a great guy. We had him on the show, and he was talking about the true Jesus. And I know that Don does an excellent job in the interviewing process. When you got a chance to listen to that, to me, when we had him on, it was fascinating to see his movement from that political realm into now what he's definitely being defined as a Christian apologetic. Did you find his takes refreshing? Because I think he comes from a really different conservative angle, but kind of opens up the theology on it. What did you think of the interview, and what did you think of his book?
Well, I like what's happening with him, because if listeners will track with both the interview and perhaps grab his book, is that David Limbaugh is a man who you can just hear it in him. He has been changed by and has fallen in love with Christ.
Right. Exactly.
And we are we shouldn't be too preoccupied with looking for people of profile to have conversions. But when people of profile have either conversions or with David, I don't know if it was a conversion as much as it was just from a distance, I see his faith ignited and transformative in recent years. I would imagine that over a longer period of years, he probably identified as a believer. But you see very clearly with these last two books that he's a man who loves Christ, loves the faith, loves getting into the Word, and he can explain it from a fresh perspective because he is, relatively speaking, new to his engagement with the faith. So, yeah, he's a fresh voice and an exciting one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now so you know, he actually he's not really recently converted, but he has recently taken on the apologetic process, and I'll give you a little hint for the future. His next book is on the book of Acts. Just so you can know, because I mean, it's going to be really cool. All right, excellent job, my friend. As usual, you know, you are now. You've been, you know, I'm going to start calling you Mr. Radio. That's your new name, Mr. Radio. Do you like that? I don't know. We won't use that one, but we will use that intro. That's a great intro. When you get famous, you can borrow it from us. Okay.
Okay. You call me what you want, but I appreciate you having me on, and it's always a pleasure.
Always a good time to have you on, Russell. Always. Ladies and gentlemen, Russell Shubin from Christian Outlook. Go to ChristianOutlook.com. We encourage you so you can get the best of 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 Christian Talk Radio. Also here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., and Sundays 11 p.m. Thank you, my brother, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful one as well. God bless.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I hear it all the time. I believe God exists. The issue is, so what are you going to do about it? This is Jim Garlow. Believing in God isn't such a big deal. The Bible says the devil believes in God. With so much evidence that proves his existence, my bigger wonder is that anyone wouldn't believe in God. So the question is, what will you do about it? If he is God, why not respond to him as God? Why not obey him? How about loving him? How about spending more time with him? It's why he made you. I've noted a difference between those who really know God from those who don't. Those who don't really have an intimate relationship with him will easily call him God. But those who know him well, really well, tend to call him Lord or Father. This is Jim Garlow. Is God the Lord of your life? How about showing it?
A national news commentator says the persecution of Christians in Iraq is a neglected story. This is truth itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Greta Van Susteren, who hosts a program on MSNBC, spent her Easter vacation gaining more insight into what she calls a neglected story. During a recent broadcast, she focused specifically on the horrors befalling persecuted Christians in Mosul after visiting the war-torn area with Franklin Graham. Samaritan's Purse has built a field hospital near Mosul to care for the victims of violence at the hands of the so-called Islamic State. She told her audience, ISIS has slaughtered so many innocent people in and around the Mosul area, which used to have many Christian villages, some as large as 50,000. They're now ghost towns. ISIS killed or threatened the Christians for being Christians, and those who survived fled while ISIS seized their homes and looted everything inside, including copper wiring in houses to make improvised explosive devices to maim and kill. Global watchdog Open Doors ranks Iraq 7th on its list of the 50 countries most hostile toward Christians. But the persecution of Christians is on the rise worldwide. For that reason, Franklin Graham is holding a world summit in defense of persecuted Christians this May. He wants to raise awareness and advocate for change. On his website, he said, Christians are under attack, not just throughout the Middle East, but around the world, and we need to show solidarity. These days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Every time.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Please don't forget about school tuitions on KPRZ.com. You go to KPRZ.com, click on the button. We sold another one. No way. Yeah, this is just rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. Right. Do we have to pay for that? I hope not. Anyhow, the
only if you sing it in the right key.
Oh, yeah, that'll never happen. Well, then I have no fear. I can do all our ins and outs. Anyway, the bottom line is the tuitions are simply that. They're half price. So if you have a school that you're really interested in and they're on our list, then that's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. If it's normally $7,000 for the school year, it's only $3,500, period. It's the exact same price at 50% that's listed on every one of the school websites. Okay? So there's no diff. Additionally, if your school's not there, like we've had some people do, get in touch with me, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. And I have a pretty good relationship with a lot of the schools. No guarantees, but it doesn't hurt to pick up a phone and call. And so I'd be glad to do that on your behalf. It's actually what it is, half price. I know it's amazing, but watch, it's half price. The prices are not elevated, nothing weird. If it's normally $5,000, it'd be $2,500. If it's normally $2,000, it'd be $1,000. If it's normally $10,000, it'd be $5,000. Period. But go to KPRZ.com, check it out. Okay? All right. All right? All right. All right. All right. Let's get into our wee bit of teaching. Did we ever get a sound for this? We did? I don't know how you got a sound for this. The title's called Let's Call Them What They Are. What do you got?
Bueller. 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 Bueller.
You know, it really doesn't have a lot to do with the DDD, but I did want to hear it. I'm just saying. And then Ben Stein did that movie Expelled. If you have never seen Expelled, I don't recommend a ton of movies, especially ones that are, you know, I don't recommend a ton of movies, but Expelled is a great, great movie. You'll get a history on eugenics, which is like, oh, what? And you will be like, uh-oh. You'll find out a little bit more about Planned Parenthood than you want to. When you find out what's behind it all, you'll be like, that is incredible. Same as England, which brought it then over to America. So when they hail the gal that started in America, she did a fantastic job. She actually killed more people than Hitler. Congratulations. All right, let's get into our actual DDD. It's, like I said, called Let's Call Them What They Are, Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 37 says this. Now he came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. Seems like a really deep passage. Does it? No, it doesn't. He came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen, keeping it simple and keeping it real. Ready? Miracles in our lives generate praise on our lips. I've talked about this before. It bears repeating. By the way, for those that are not aware, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are a plethora of stories that are not the same but have a lot of similarity for a reason. Because you tell us something once, twice, three times, and we might start to get the first word. We are the people that need it 15, 20, 30, 50, 100, 300, 600, 9,000 times. And if you don't think that's the case, tell me why God keeps putting you in the same type of trial so you can learn patience. Oh, okay. So here's what we know for a reality. The miracles of God generate praises on our lips. Now, think of the power that the Lord has manifested in your life at different times. I know we don't think of this in this term, but let me take the moment to show you how deep it goes. Remember how Jesus was going into the temple with Peter and the person at the temple entrance said, do you guys pay the drachma? Do you pay the temple tax? And Peter goes, yeah, we pay it. And then Jesus used that opportunity to teach Peter that he shouldn't really speak for Jesus and that he also should be careful what he does say because he didn't know what he was saying. And then Jesus said, go out and throw your line into the water and then you'll catch a fish and then take what's in the fish and pay the tax for us. So Peter goes out and throws the line in the water and then he catches a fish and in the fish is a 2-drachma coin and he's able to take that coin and pay the tax for Jesus and Peter. I don't think people really get that. There had to be a fish floating around in the water somewhere that was hungry. And he saw something shiny, and maybe he thought it was a shiny worm or something. And somewhere in the waters, he ate the coin. Not only did he eat the coin, but somehow then he motors over to the exact location that Peter's going to be at so that he can be close to Peter so that when Peter throws the line in, the fish can be just dumb enough to do it again, only it's not a coin, it's a hook and boom, or a net and it's boom. You don't think about those little things, all the intricacies that go in, get involved in something that the Lord does in your life. However, how many times has the Lord done something in your life where it's manifest, even if it's the simplicity from our point of view, of answered prayer, and God has coordinated events in the universe to get you to a certain place and to accomplish a certain thing? That is a miracle. Miracles, it's, people are keep thinking, well, miracles have to come from the pulpit. They have to come from a person bouncing up and down. And it's like, what are you talking about? Personal answered prayer is as much a miracle as anything. I mean, just think about it from the most simplistic point of view. God saved you. Miracle. Right? Because look at you. I mean, be honest. And miracles are in our lives, and they happen in all these different intricate ways where the Lord does all these fantastic things. And you know, we don't say much about it because we don't want people to think we're nuts. Well, I wouldn't call that a miracle, Dave. I don't know. What would you call an answer to prayer? What do you call that? What do you call it when God breaks through the fabric of humanity, matter, and present time, changes and alters how that operates so that you can get an affirmative to that which you requested? What would you call that? I would call it a miracle. And we don't share because sometimes we're ashamed. I don't want to tell anybody it's a miracle. You're ashamed of Jesus and his words and his works? I hope not. Because when he does something fantastic in your life, it ought to put praises on your lips, and you ought to tell everybody. Don't be afraid of what people think of you. They don't have a heaven to put you in. Make sure you give the glory where the glory is due, the praise where the praise is due, the honor where the honor is due. And the Lord deserves that response from you at a minimum, let alone all the stuff that he deserves for your very existence. Call them what they are. Miracles are miracles. They're gifts from God, and they put praise in our hearts so we can glorify him with our mouth. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Take a short break and then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Be slow to anger.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Jennifer Benson Schultz. One morning in Perth, Australia, Finn Mulholland discovered his car was missing. That's when he realized he'd mistakenly parked in a restricted zone and his car had been towed away. After considering the situation, even the $600 towing and parking fine, Mulholland was frustrated, but he decided not to be angry with the person he would work with to retrieve his car. Instead of venting his feelings, Mulholland wrote a humorous poem about the situation and read it to the worker he met at the tow yard. The worker liked the poem, and a possible ugly confrontation never took place. The book of Proverbs teaches it is to one's honor to avoid strife. Strife is that friction that either simmers under the surface or explodes in the open between people who disagree about something. God has given us the resources to live peacefully with other people. His Word assures us in Ephesians 4:26 that it's possible to feel anger without letting it boil over into rage. His Spirit enables us to override the sparks of fury that prompt us to do and say things, to strike out at people who upset us. And God has given us His example to follow when we feel provoked. He is compassionate, gracious, and slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here. I don't know why I did that. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. It must just be that time where I know I'm getting close to doing the Facebook post, which are always, I think they're inspirational. I get a great deal of responses from those. I just get a lot of private ones. I'm not sure what goes on with that. I do want to encourage you to check out Whitefields Ministries. Yesterday was Steve Wheeler's birthday. He did send me a text, or not a text, a Facebook post that he was landing in somewhere. But it was in the U.S., so I was pretty impressed. So we will talk with him next week. I'll probably have him on the show sometime next week or at the latest the week after so he can give us an update on Japan and what was taking place there. I mean, this is so much stuff. The guy goes all over. It's like, yeah, I can't follow. But here's the deal about Whitefields Ministries. You can go to whitefields.org and read testimonies and see videos and check out what they're doing, what their commitment is to taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. But specifically, in doing that, they're supporting rural pastors. I do think it's important, and most people do understand this, that sometimes, you know, sometimes pastors, it's not always easy. You know, if you have a church of, you know, 20, 30, 40 people, believe me, I promise you, it's not easy to sustain. And so these are pastors that have churches that have even less, and they are disconnected from the fluidity of a city by 30, 40, 50 miles. I'm not talking about they live in Valley Center compared to you know, San Diego. I'm talking about they're 50 miles from the nearest paved road or road that's passed through by a bulldozer. They're miles and miles away from that. So Whitefield supports these pastors that are in the farthest places of the earth, taking the gospel to people that have never heard of Jesus Christ. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org, from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34. You're welcome to call them, talk to Danielle, or talk to Steve, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. All right, we've got our, we're going to do this straight through. It is our Facebook post called To Boldly Go and To Boldly Keep Going.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
There he is. That was the old Spock Rooney. Was that from the cartoon or the latest movie?
That was from the movie.
Okay. To boldly go where no man has gone before. Numbers chapter 33, verse 3. Here's what it is all connected to. They journeyed from The city in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, and on the next day after the Passover, the sons of Israel started out boldly in the sight of all the Egyptians.
Ooh.
They were leaving Ramses, and they were, as they were leaving, it's actually Rameses or Rameses or whatever you want. That's, you know, if you're from Jersey, it's the Ram thing. Anyhow, they were journeying from there in the first month, and the 15th day of the first month, and the next day after Passover, after they had the Passover, they were going out, and they left boldly in the sight of the Egyptians. That's kind of an interesting picture, because we do know that the children of Israel, after so many weeks and so many months, didn't walk around so boldly, did they? But they started off boldly. And many of us start off our Christian walk boldly. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm a Christian. And you know what I'm talking about? It's like the first time you ever read Matthew, and all of a sudden the whole book makes sense. Have you ever done that? Oh, I read the Bible before, I didn't understand it. And then you become a Christian, you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you're like going, I get it. I get it. So you're starting off boldly. Hey, I'm connected to the supernatural. How cool is this? So what happens that we do not necessarily stay bold when we start off bold? It's a pretty simple question, some pretty simple answers. What happened? Well, life happens to many of us, and that, I think, for many people is excuses. Well, I got busy. You got too busy for God? Wow. You are an important person if you're too busy for God. You're right. You must be famous in Hollywood or something. Also, another thing that happens is sin. We'll embrace sin one too many times. And sin, for those that are not aware of it, is self-destructive. It's behavior that hurts us. It hurts other people, but it hurts you even more. And then the other thing that happens after we start out boldly is that we get connected to the world. We might have been less worldly, and then we become Christians. And then somehow, either through work or life or some of our hobbies or some of our habits, we become more connected to the world. And the world is at adversity with God. The world is an enemy of God. And when we connect to the world, we're connecting into that. They're the enemy of God people, and that's not good. For some of us, you know, we started off boldly and stopped because there's spiritual warfare in our life and we don't handle it well. I know I don't handle my spiritual warfare well. I mean, I know that. That's why God gave me like the greatest wife in the world. Without her, there would no chance there'd be 4.5 years of shows. Impossible. She was the only person that could pull me through. But the enemy beats on me a lot. In a lot of different ways. So it's like life, which, you know, is our excuses and self-destructive behavior and connecting to the world and the enemy. Here's the thing, man. We started off boldly. We need to finish boldly. We need to finish that way. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. That's what Paul said. That's what we need to be able to say. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. You don't want to run a marathon and stop with a mile and a half to go if you just went 24 miles or 24 and a half miles. You want to finish. We start boldly. Let's finish boldly. Let's put a little more oomph into our commitment and into our walk and into our processing with the Lord and go forward with boldness, walk with boldness, and close with boldness. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.